Is it weird that I actually record these, like, in bed? Like, is that weird? Are you in bed? I don't know. That's really none of my business. But anyways, it's Sunday. Or at least it is when I'm uploading this. So I suppose that means it's time for another podcast. Fact is, you're so matter of fact when you tell me that we're seeing each other one last time to say goodbye. The only way we can to make it stick, and I will stick to your skin like the glitter on my glossy lips, clinging at your shirt, your skin, and your heart this one last time. And always. I suppose an unfortunate side effect of going out with me is that you do tend to end up covered in glitter and lip gloss, really, because I wear a lot of lip gloss. And I wear a lot of glittery things. I have quite a few glittery outfits, ensembles. I have quite a lot of glittery makeup. So I think either way you're going to come away from it looking quite sparkly and lovely. But I don't think that's bad, actually. I think it looks delightful. You know, and I suppose if anything, it's something to remember me by, you know, for the inevitable moment in which I just sort of disappear from your life because it all got too real and, you know, it's a thing. And, you know, that you'll still have sequins and glitter to remember me by. So maybe it's okay. Maybe it's fine. I'm sort of sentimental, lying amongst the linen with a tiara I borrowed on top of my tresses. Darling, I'm the quarantine queen of Fortnum's, locked away from everyone but you, making mischief with two wedding day Barbies. Borrowing makeup to make us a forever thing, admiring extravagant, expensive dresses that dance in my head, that lives under my tresses, to the smooth sounds of the jazz band I hear ever since we first kissed, their floating fabric filled up with each, oh no, don't get me started. Lady, they say that you're a criminal, but I know you'll be the one locking me up, waving keys in front of me as I lean across the bars of this lovely love affair, drunkenly singing of your sweetness to the air. I'm not going anywhere now that I've been resurrected, radioactive for your romance, mutating, finally growing a heart where before there had only been an island of, oh, if only I had a love. You are the one thing I couldn't buy, not that I could afford anything in this store anyhow. Okay, so does anyone else remember this except me, right? I remember this film. I cannot tell you much about it, but what I can tell you is it involves these people that have to live in a department store because, I don't know, something happened to their house. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. And I think maybe it's Christmas and they live in a tent, I think, and S Club 7 are there. Like, does anybody remember this? If you do, please email me, because I feel like it's real and I remember Because I remember sitting down and watching it with my mum and my brother. But I remember a lot of things. And then other people are like, no, what are you talking about? For example, right? I went on holiday to, I want to say Norfolk, when I was a kid, right? And, oh my God. And I remember, right? Because we stayed on like this holiday camp kind of deal. We had like sort of this little house. I believe they call them chalets. We had one of those, right? So we were staying in there, and on the grounds of this camp, there was like arcades and bars and stuff. And there was a bar themed after the Vietnam War, okay? And I remember my family being kind of weirded out by that because they thought it was kind of in poor taste for obvious reasons. And I remember seeing everyone around me when we walk past this bar every time being visibly sort of uneasy at the idea of it existing. But I was quite young, so I didn't realise why. And then obviously as I got older, and you know, when I learned about things like that at school, I sort of, it all clicked together, and I was like, oh, it's because it was based on a war, that's why. And so I brought this up to, I think, to my mum once, and I said, you know, do you remember that? And she just looked at me with this blank face, and she was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. So I asked other people in my family, and none of them remembered this. I asked all of them. None of them could remember. And I thought, did I imagine this? And if so, why? Why would I imagine something so... Do you know what I mean? And I sat there on Google trying to find information about this place. I couldn't find anything. Because I thought, you know, this would be a big deal. People would be upset about it, right? I couldn't find anything on the internet. But then I spoke to one of my mum's friends who also had been on holiday to this place, and she actually confirmed it was real. And it was such a validating moment for me. I was like, finally, I feel so vindicated. Oh my God. It was so satisfying. Like, just knowing that I hadn't like invented this memory. So if anyone would like to do the same for this film about these people that stay in a department store, I feel like it's a Christmas film. They stay in a department store over Christmas. For some reason, S Club 7 are there at some point. If anyone remembers this, please email me, tweet me, DM me on Instagram. Actually, don't DM me on Instagram because I rarely read my messages there. But just contact me and let me know, because it's troubling me. Anyway, I didn't actually write that poem about that film. I just sort of suddenly remembered it because I was obviously talking about department stores in the poem, and so suddenly I thought about that film. But I actually wrote that the other day. I just had this sort of image in my head of me just sort of, you know, sort of creating a little lair of love and obsession, you know, in all the different things that come in those places, you know, because they sell all kinds of shit. It's ridiculous, you know. And you could like literally like build a whole house in a department store. I suppose that is why there was hypothetically a film about people living there. But nevertheless, back to my point. So, you know, just kind of creating this sort of, you know, mini universe of a place where you can go and be in love and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, I was just thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a lovely person who worked there, and I'd just be waiting for them and being annoying, and, oh, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Seriously, please contact me about that film, because it's gonna do my head in. I'm actually, oh God, please someone tell me it was real. I can't remember the name of it, so I can't even Google it. I place. Oh God. Cause I remember my mum taped it off the TV on a video. Oh, we never should have moved away from videos, because then I could solve this mystery. I could find out. It'd probably take me several hours because, you know, we used to tape a lot of stuff, but oh mate, this is gonna drive me mental. Please someone email me. I beg of you. Alright, now I've got to find something to read that is absolutely not to do with department stores or tents or S Club 7 so that I can move on. My Ace of Cups. I drank you up, lounging on the soft ground, carpet cuddling up to me as I gazed at the stars, all my cards. My painted nails were a wand, and my mind was awash, tapping on the side of the Titanic to see if it could echo back a message. High Priestess, the moon is hanging out, asking me what all this means. And I was wondering if you could spare some time from your busy schedule of monopolizing my mind to give us a clue. Okay, so I'm going to do something that I've actually never done on the podcast before. I am going to conduct a tarot reading for myself, because, you know, it's my podcast. I do what I want. I'll do a few after. Okay. So I'm still pretty new to this, but I'm having a good time. As usual with me, I got real interested in something, and I was like, let me try that. Because, you know, I've been to a lot of psychics in my time. I have downloaded like a bazillion horoscope apps. And so I bought myself a set, and I've been practicing, and I feel good about it. So let's find out what's going on for me. So the first card is supposed to tell me what's at hand, like what's happening. So it is, I'm really bad at reading Roman numerals, so that takes me a moment, but it is the Seven of Swords. So let's see what that means. I've got a little book. It's really cute. It tells me everything. I'm probably doing this wrong. And, like, if anyone actually does this, like, for realsies, is listening to this, like, cringing, like, she's so bad, I hate it. Sorry. Anyway. Ooh. Making plans becomes problematic. Friends may let you down. Don't rely too much on others. You can't lose what's not yours to begin with. Get everything in writing. Ooh. You see, I actually do that. I'm very diligent, you know, in terms of getting things confirmed, written down, because, well, I don't trust anyone. Okay, so the next one is going to tell me the past influences. I feel like maybe the first one was kind of telling me, you know, maybe things are a bit unsure right now. I don't know. I don't really know what I'm talking about, but hey. Oh, this one's an upside down one, so it's reversed. So it's a Two of Swords. Maybe this is all sort of telling me something bad is going to happen involving a sword. I don't even own a sword. I used to go out with a guy who owned a lot of swords, and I found that way creepier than I think he intended me to. Okay. Your ability to see merit in all arguments hampers your ability to make decisions. Aim for cooperation, not confrontation. Is that about Brexit? I don't know. Oh my God, what if I solve Brexit? My mind. Okay. Is it telling me to be a centrist dad? I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. All right, let's see. Next. I'm having a really good time. It's another upside down one. Three of wands. I wish they put like regular number on this for stupid people like me who, you know, didn't fucking pay attention in Roman class or whatever. It's not a thing. Stop struggling. So that feels a bit, you know, confrontational, but there we are. Stay focused and don't be intimidated by know-it-alls. Ask questions. Take time to clearly define what you want. Okay. And that's from why the third is labelled something to think about. So, yeah, I'm fine with that, you know. Because sometimes in life you just have to ask for what you want. And you just have to say what you want and just, you know, go and get it. So maybe it's just telling me, you know, live your dreams, bitch. Don't worry, just fucking live your dreams. Okay, so this next one is going to tell me what to do. All right? Okay. It's another upsidey downy. You know, in the upside down, like on Stranger Things. Just a five of pentacles. Let me have a wee look in my wee book. That was a terrible Scottish accent. It turns out no matter how much Scottish television I watch, I still can't do the voices. Learn the virtues of self-discipline and teamwork. They will bring reward. Oh dear. Others try to make you conform. Reserve the right to express yourself as you choose. New source of income is likely. Ooh, okay. Well, all right. Maybe I could get on board with teamwork if it means money. I'm fine with that. Right, now it's your turn. I'm doing this, by the way, because the last poem that I read was actually the result of me doing exactly what I'm doing right now. Because I wanted to know, you know, is there anything I should be expecting? Is there somebody I should be expecting? Because, you know, sometimes, do you ever get that thing where you just, like, feel someone coming into your life and you just think, there's someone coming along that I'm going to fall in love with, and maybe they're going to fall in love with me. And I just felt that, like, I don't know, like, in my spirit and, like, in my dreams recently. Like, you know, I've been telling you about my weird dreams. So I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like it's happening. So I asked the cards, as it were. And really, they were annoyingly sort of vague, and I was frustrated, so I wrote a poem about it. But I feel good about what they just told me, you know. I mean, it still didn't tell me about, you know, what I originally wanted to know, but maybe they'll tell you. Okay, numero uno, five of wands reversed. You don't always have to come out on top, accept compromises and apologise. So that's what's happening for you currently. I guess if you're in an argument, or if you are having a bit of a conflict, maybe just, you know, be friends, it'll be fine. I think that's good advice, actually, because sometimes I could be accused of being a bit petty, a bit silly about it. Not just accused, I am. But, you know, I'm learning, you know, throughout life and time. I'm not going to be here for long, am I? So I guess I should just love everybody, you know. I really figured that out the other day when I was playing BitLife. It's this game on the phone, on my iPhone. And I was feuding with my sister, and then she died. And I thought, oh, fuck. It kind of made me want to phone my real-life sister, actually. You know, not that we're, like, massively feuding, but I just had a moment of, like, oh, God. Anyway, let's find out about your past influences. Vaccinate your kids. Was that subliminal marketing there? Was it? No, but seriously, vaccinate your fucking kids. Jesus Christ. I don't want to hear no more stories about kids getting polio and measles and shit. For fuck's sake. I have vaccines and I'm fucking fine, you know? So just fucking vaccinate your bloody kids. Anyway. Ooh! King of Wands. He is... Can I just say, this card is very pretty. He's on a little elephant, dude. And he's just... He's living his best life. Let's find out what that means for you. Okay, so this is your past influences. You're about to be surprisingly successful in navigating extremely complex situations as you strive towards meeting some of your long-range goals. Use your intuition to treat others royally. Cooperation in professional projects bring great rewards. Ooh, you see, in the last one, it said about, you know, being the bigger person, apologize and be nice. And now it's about teamwork. So, you know, again, I think the overriding message we're getting here is, you know, be excellent to each other, you know. Okay. So here's what you should think about. I feel like one of those YouTubers, you know, the YouTubers who do this kind of thing. I feel like one of them right now. Feels very fancy. I feel like I'm decorated in crystals and, you know, got the ads turned on. I actually don't. Because I know that people get annoyed with ads on podcasts. So, you know. If you'd like to not see ads on the podcast, perhaps consider checking out the Patreon link in the description or, you know, the PayPal link or buy a book or something. I don't know. Anyway, back to what you should think about in this here tarot reading. The Ten of Pentacles. How exciting for you. It's all very shiny. I'm getting a lot of that. Oh, your imagination is second to none, so express yourself. Your talents are in demand. Just as you attain one goal, another will emerge. Be prudent and confident. Make plans and refuse to be deterred from your new objective. I mean, that's the thing. I think everybody has something about them that's important and special, you know? And I think it's important that we share those gifts with everybody, you know, and make people happy by being who you are and sharing what you have to give, you know. That's something we can all do. It'll be fun. These cards still haven't told me. I feel like I want to, like, I don't know, be in love with someone this summer or something. Because I was briefly for a little bit last year. And that was fun. I used to spend a lot of time in London writing and smiling a lot. And that was nice. And listening to playlists. And it was lovely. So I'd like that again. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. The Knight of Cups. He's on a dolphin. That's amazing. Oh, God. A break from responsibilities soon arrives. Let others pamper you. Do something nice for yourself. So overall, I feel the message here is be excellent to each other, but also be excellent to yourself. You'll figure it out someday. Striking the glass of a million dreams with the atrociously adorable face you possess. My luscious lost boy, beautiful bad hombre, born to lose, losing his mind as he tries to learn to live. I wear your heart on my sleeve and your tears on my lips. I don't really know where the idea from that, like, well, like, I know where it came from, but I'm kind of still confused as to how it all came together. I was
on the way home, and I was on Reddit, and somebody mentioned the band Five. I don't know if anyone remembers. Now, this is not one of those things that I remember that I'm not sure existed, because I know that they do, because they have a Wikipedia page and everything. So someone mentioned the band Five, and I suddenly was like, oh my God, I remember, I used to love them. And so I went onto Apple Music and like downloaded a bunch of their stuff, and I was listening to it. And they have one song, and it uses the phrase Lost Boys. And I just got this idea. I was like, I want to use that for something, but I didn't know what. And I kind of just built up, you know, all these images in my head, and I just sort of put it all together. And, you know, sort of, it was raining, and I had to stop in the middle of the road, because I was like, I have to get something down, you know? And so I'm standing there in the rain, you know, just sort of furiously typing on my phone like an idiot. And, you know, sometimes I'll edit things over a couple of days. And I finished sort of editing that one this morning, because I was watching The Latest Drag Race. If you haven't watched The Latest Drag Race, then minor spoilers now. Although by the time you hear this, it will be Sunday, so it will have been out for 2 days. But I'm not going to tell you who was eliminated or anything. But the challenge this week was about a Donald Trump musical, right? A rusical, if you will. And one of the lines in it was something about, you know how he said that bad hombre thing? Because he's a fucking idiot. And I was like, I want to use that as well. So I just sort of ended up going back and changing some things around, and it was fun to just kind of put things together, and you know, so I had a good time creating that, as it were. More fun than I would probably have with this hypothetical person, but you never know. Okay, that's all for tonight's episode, or this week's episode, or, you know, whenever you choose to, you know, consume this brief window of time that we shared together. That's really, again, you know, that's your business. But I hope you had a wonderful time, and I will speak to you next week, next Sunday. Because we have new episodes every Sunday. In between then and now, and now and then, you can find my website, which is jenniferwan.com, where there's lots of cool, fun, wonderful content there. You can read things, you can watch things, you can listen to things. It's fun, you know. I like to think of my website as like a sort of literary playground, as it were. So there's lots of stuff there, and there's lots of information about all my projects as well. There's quite a lot of free stuff, but there's also links to the paid content if you wanted to get involved in that. I will be performing in London. And 2 dates in London next month in April. So you can check either the link in the description or on my website for more information about those 2 dates that I will be doing. And I may also have some more upcoming in the summer, but I will let you know and keep you posted. And for the people that have emailed me asking when I'm going to do performances outside of London, you may wanna, you know, I will let you know, because I might be. How about that? How exciting is that? You can also find me on social media with the username Miss J Squared, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the places, you know. I would like to give a special message of love to my friend Amanda, who I love deeply, and with all my heart and my love. You can also, by the way, you can email me on jennifer@jennifer1.com. You can send in questions, which I will use on the show. I'm going to be doing a Q&A section, possibly on the next episode, maybe the one after. You can also submit questions for that. At my website, there is a question section where you can ask me things. Or you can send them to me on Tumblr. Tumblr has a question thing. I also might do one of the ones on the Instagram story where you can ask questions. That'd be fun. As I may have very subtly mentioned earlier, if you would like to contribute a little something to the work that I do, the videos, the podcasts, and so on and so forth, you can. There is Patreon. I believe, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but I believe it's pronounced Ko-fi. I still don't know if I'm pronouncing Patreon, whatever it's called, that thing. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but whatever. And also PayPal, if you want to do like one-off kind of things. From now until the end of April, actually, on my Patreon, that thing, there is a special offer. New and existing subscribers will receive a exclusive Polaroid print of one of my poems that will be hand signed, as well as a little note from me that will be posted to you if you subscribe between now and the end of April. Subscriptions start from just $1, and not only will you get the print, but you also get lots of exclusive content like access to my secret private Instagram, where you can get lots of like behind the scenes stuff that no one else gets to see. You know, you'll get free copies of my paid projects, early access to some of my other projects, and lots of other cool stuff. So the link for that is in the description, or on my website you can find it as well. I really think that's everything. And it's 1 a.m. when I'm recording this, so I really ought to go to bed. I'm already in bed, so it's not like I have far to go. But, like, I should go. I should. Because I'm really tired. I don't know if you could tell. But I'll see you next week. Good night, my love.